From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. In April, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development released new guidelines about the use of criminal records when denying or terminating a housing agreement. To find out more about the new guidelines and what it could mean for Columbia residents, Rebecca Smith from the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk sat down with Phil Steinhaus, CEO of the Columbia Housing Authority.
Phil Steinhaus is very passionate about his job as the CEO of the Columbia Housing Authority, which oversees 719 housing units and more than 1,000 housing choice vouchers, better known as Section 8 housing vouchers. He says that the Columbia Housing Authority is about more than just affordable housing.
We work really hard to provide a wide variety of services to our residents.
We sat down to talk about some new guidance that had been issued by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in April. It had to do with the use of criminal records to deny or terminate housing assistance.
Basically, what HUD said with these new guidelines is you cannot deny an application for housing solely based on the report of an arrest.
Essentially, the new guidelines state that housing assistance cannot be denied or terminated solely because of the report of an arrest or because of a conviction. This is because data shows that this practice can negatively impact minorities and could be discrimination. The HUD guidelines say as many as 100 million U.S. adults, that's nearly 40% of the adult population, has some sort of criminal record, and across all ages, African-American males are 6 times more likely to be imprisoned than white males, and Hispanic males are twice as likely as white males. These new guidelines won't really affect the Columbia Housing Authority or the people they serve, Steinhaus says, because they already offer a hearing process for people whose criminal past may affect their housing assistance.
We actually have a two-stage process. The first stage is called the informal hearing process, and that's where we sit down with the family that's having their assistance being terminated, and we sit down and find out, well, what's going on? Have there been extenuating circumstances? Are there reasons why we would want to necessarily suspend the termination of their housing assistance?
He says the Housing Authority works to gather more evidence before moving to evict or deny anyone housing.
So the Housing Authority does not deny any entry into either of our housing programs, nor do we terminate housing assistance for anyone based solely on an arrest report in the paper. We dig deeper and we go on a preponderance of evidence.
Steinhaus explains that if an individual does have a conviction within the past 5 years, the Housing Authority will deny the initial application. But then everyone gets the chance to appeal a decision.
And what we will look at is what are the circumstances involving that previous arrest and what's gone on since then. They've had steady work for the last year and a half. They've complied with any terms of probation. They've held down work. They may have gone back to school. They may have taken some other steps showing, hey, this person has turned the corner and starting to make good decisions in their life.
The new guidelines do still allow housing authorities to deny and terminate housing assistance based on specific crimes, such as violent and drug-related crimes, as long as the refusals aren't overly broad or based on race. Steinhaus says this is to protect residents and promote a crime-free living environment.
The people living in public housing deserve to be in safe housing. Their kids deserve to live in safe housing. Poor people deserve to live in safe neighborhoods. They want to live in safe neighborhoods.
From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Rebecca Smith.